Newstalk ZB and the New Zealand Herald present Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, demystifying your finances.
Hi, I'm Frances Cook and welcome to the show. Just because you're feeling charitable doesn't mean you need to shoot yourself in the foot. You're able to get a tax rebate worth a third of your charitable donations, and yet only about half of Kiwis take the government up on that offer. It makes no sense to leave that money going begging. You could get the rebate back and donate it all over again. Or you could take yourself out for breakfast to reward yourself for being one of the good ones. Both are great options, but first, you need that cash in your pocket. The point is, the government set up the sweetener for a reason. It's designed to encourage people to keep giving to charities. Just because you're doing the right thing doesn't mean you need to pinch your wallet any harder than necessary. And yet, the issue is actually getting worse. Since 2008, the number of people picking up their rebate has dropped by almost 10%. That's leaving hundreds of millions extra in the taxman's purse. It's a great thing to give money to charity. You put your money where your mouth is, making sure the causes you care about get that little bit extra. Sure, you're not saving the world all by yourself, but you're giving it a nudge in the right direction. Claiming some of that cash back is just getting what you're owed from the taxman, not undermining your good deed. In my view, anything that encourages people to give more money to charity is a good thing. So, here's Boost Your Karma while protecting your wallet.
Newstalk ZB presents Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, boosting your business confidence.
I'm joined now by Tax Management NZ Chief Executive Chris Cunniff. So, do New Zealanders actually give much to charity?
Well, Frances, New Zealanders are world-class givers. The charity service publishes the results of or records of donations that are made to charities, and we give about $1.3 billion in cash to charities each year.
That's not bad.
It's a lot of money. And that covers the range of charities. You know, it can be from the street collection. It can be automatic payments to your favourite charity. It clearly also covers the churches. And of course, don't forget, there's a lot of donations given to schools and kindergartens and educational institutions as well.
Yes, I wouldn't have automatically thought of those. Okay, so that's quite an impressive figure. But of course, those charitable donations, a third of that money, you're entitled to a tax rebate on that. What about the numbers of people who pick up that rebate?
So this is interesting. When you overlay inland revenues numbers about people who are claiming the rebate against what the charity service is saying is being paid, only about 54% of the total donations, or the rebates relating to those donations, are claimed through or back from inland revenue. And the number of people who are claiming donations rebates has been steadily falling by about 10% since 2008.
And do you know what also shocked me when I started looking into this is how much that money adds up to? On your figures, how much money are people missing out by not claiming this?
Oh, I think it'll be around $200 million is sitting unclaimed. So that's cash that the government is happy to give back to people in recognition of the donations that they've made. So anybody who makes a donation to a charity is entitled to one third of that back, provided that they are a taxpayer, that they are they have paid tax that year. So people who don't earn or people who have got losses can't claim the rebate, but everyone else is entitled to a rebate of one third of the donations that they make. So all up, there's $200 million sitting on the table.
Do you know what I think it is? Because when I saw that the low threshold, it only needs to be $5 a year before you can claim this rebate, which is very low. And I personally, I hadn't realised how low that threshold was, and I think a lot of people don't. When I was at university and young and idealistic and all that sort of thing, I was an absolute sucker for those people that they send in to the campuses to get all of these young idealistic people signed up to charity payments. So for a while there, I had automatic payments to Amnesty International and Greenpeace. despite being barely able to afford food for myself because priorities, those payments, they stayed around for years. It was something like $15 a month, and it never even occurred to me to claim that back. Do you think that's a common issue for people?
I think that's really common, and I think there's a number of reasons for that. And hearing your story, I think, illustrates one of the first reasons, and that is that people are not generally required to interact with Inland Revenue. If you're a salary and wage earner, you can go online and you can check whether you're entitled to a tax refund. But you roll back the years, people used to sit down and file a tax return. And when they did that, they also claimed their donations rebates at the same time. Now there's millions of people who don't interact with Inland Revenue at all. And while that removes a lot of angst and a lot of, you know, unnecessary paperwork from the, you know, the system, those people have also stopped thinking about what they might be entitled to. And part of that is, of course, the donations rebate. So I think we've got a generation of people who are not used to paying or to filing tax returns, and on that basis, they don't interact with the revenue. And I think there's also another lot who just never keep the receipts or never get organised enough, because to claim the rebate, you need to have the receipt from the charity and provide that to Inland Revenue. And so I think there's a lot of people this just never crosses their mind that they're entitled to a rebate.
Do you think there's possibly also this attitude that I donated to charity and therefore it's almost kind of pure money, I shouldn't be claiming it back?
Yes, I think there's a couple of aspects in there, Francis. Some people will say, look, I gave willingly, I gave and I expected nothing back. That is the purest form of donation, is I'm giving it money to a cause that I believe in, or to someone who can use the or do with the money more than me. And to that extent, people expect nothing more. So there may be a philosophical view that says I don't need to claim anything back. I think in our research, we've found a few people are worried that if they claim a rebate, it's money that doesn't go to the charity, and they feel like they almost might be clawing back some of what they've given to the charity. And so just to be absolutely clear on that point, that is not the case at all. This is a government policy that says, essentially, we think it is right and it is a good thing that New Zealand people donate to charitable causes. And in recognition of that, we will essentially they give a rebate, which is similar to saying we're not going to tax you on the income that you earned that you gave away to someone else. So it's a deliberate policy from the government to incentivise charitable giving.
Now, the IRD, full credit to them, over the years, they have been trying to cut out a lot of the red tape that can make tax matters a bit of a headache. What about on this one? When it comes to claiming a tax rebate for charity donations, is it hard?
It's not at all hard. The key thing you need is the receipt. So if you have a receipt, you can get a form online from Inland Revenue. Very, very simple form to fill in. You basically just add up what is the total of your receipts, attach the receipts and post them off to the Inland Revenue. There's a couple of other ways you can do it. People who use accountants to do their books, the accountants will do this for you, and they will hold on to the receipts and they certify to Inland Revenue that they've seen the receipts and that you're entitled to the rebate. And the third way is our company has, in response to seeing all this money sitting on the table and essentially charities not, or sorry, a potential for charities to gain even more money, we've set up a service where we will, on people's behalf, claim their rebate and either give them the choice of having that money come back to them, or, and this goes back to your pure form of giving, we give them the offer to re-gift the rebate to the charity, and it becomes the gift that keeps on giving.
And there you go. I mean, if you get this rebate, you can actually increase the charitable donations. I mean, to me, it just makes so much sense to follow this up.
Look, it's money for jam. And for the sake of picking up or keeping the receipts, and every charity will send you receipts at the end of each year. And if you've lost them, you can go to the charity, and you know, provided that there's some record, and most people will make donations these days by electronic payment. So they'll have a record of the payments you've made. As soon as you have those receipts, you're in a position where you can claim a rebate. And for those who are sitting listening and thinking, gosh, that's a stunning idea, it gets better. You can actually go back 4 years. If you, in your case, let's go back to your student days where you've been donating to Amnesty International, you could go and get 4 years worth of receipts and then claim four years worth of rebates from Inland Revenue.
Well, there we go. And at that point, even the $15 a month starts to add up.
Oh, it does. It does. There's and so it's either a nice windfall for you, or if you are even more philanthropically minded, you can re-gift.
All right then. So get on to this. Even if you feel a bit funny about a tax rebate for your donations, you know, as we've said, you can always use it to give even more to your favourite charities. So let me know how you get on, if you have any questions, or even a question on a totally different subject that you'd like answered on the next podcast. My Twitter is Frances Cook, and Facebook is Frances Cook Journalist. Until next time, have a great day.
And that's Frances cooking up your business confidence for another week on News Talk ZB.